ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नो माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यतन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषस्विन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनैः स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगत गुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरियः पात्वसौ नस्तुरियः तुरियः नः पातु मे तुर्यात्मा ओ अलोन् ईश्वर प्रोटेक्ट् अस् Okay, why? Because they're going to see Atma. So, the Pura Pakshi somehow wanted to make the Acharya say Shunyam is the, finally, what is Shunyam? What is Shunyam? How can the is, Shunyam cannot be is, isn't it? So, Niratmavadaha, even to say nothing is there. Why? Duality experience in the waking state is as though it is not existent really. So the world of duality experience in the dream also is as though it is not really. Therefore, it need not have come from something existent. So nothing was there then. What was nothing. Shunyam was. Now you are Shunyam, I am Shunyam, I am, okay. This is Shunyam, that is Shunyam, everything is Shunyam. only shunyam. But to say there is everything is shunyam, that somebody who alone says there is shunyam is the Atma. You are the one who says, and that you who says there is shunyam are Atma. It has to be arrived at. So yesterday we saw the Purupaksha asking the questions. Etan bahihi chetaha kalpitan kaha buddhyate. Who knows all these objects projected in the mind in the dream state and the objects projected in the external world, in the waking state? Kaha, page number 368. Kaha vai tesham vikalpakaha. Who is the creator, the projector? Who is the one who brings them to manifestation? So to make it very clear, Shankar Bhagavad adds one sentence, very important sentence. Smriti jnana yoho kaha alambanam. Kaha who is alambanam, the support. Who is the one who lends existence? Who is the source of existence? Who is the adhishtanam of smritihi, memory, and jnanam, knowledge? Smriti jnana yoho kaha alambanam. Who? What is that which is there as the adhishtanam of knowledge and memory? Memory alone becomes again dream experience. There is memory. You can't deny the existence of memory. Which means this memory must have its existence. What is the locus? What's the location? Where does memory exist? Where does this knowledge of objects, experience the waking state and the dream state exist? Where does it rise from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? What is the source of knowledge? What is the source of memory? Existence of memory. Iti abhiprayaha. If this source of existence of knowledge, a source of origination, existence and resolution of knowledge, the source of memory, the existence of memory, adhishtanam of memory is not there, you're not able to show me, then niratmavadaha. Then there'll be argument of Atma being not there, presented. So, Gaudapadacharya gives an answer. No, we will not give you room for that. Now that we do not want to give room, the fact is there's no room for such Atmavada. This answer. Okay. 12th Karika. Kalpayatyatmanatmanam. Kalpayatyatmanatmanam. Atma devaswamayaya. Atma devaswamayaya. Kalpayatyatmanatmanam. Kalpayatyatmanatmanam. Atma devaswamayaya. Devasmamayaya. Sayeva buddhyate bhedan. Sayeva buddhyate bhedan. Sayeva buddhyate bhedan. Eva buddhyate bhedan iti vedanta nischayah. Iti vedanta nischayah. Iti vedanta nischayah. Vedanta nischayah. Vedanta nischayah. This is the firm vision of the Vedanta, convinced. Firm vision of the Vedanta, that Jahayeva Vedan Buddhyate, it is that Atma who alone is in the form of knower of the differences. Do you see the difference in what I'm saying? Atma alone knows the differences. But I'm not saying that way. It is Atma alone is in the form of knower of differences. The big difference in saying Atma is the knower of differences. Atma alone is in the form of knower of differences. Means Atma is not the knower, but there's no knower at all other than Atma. The knower of all the differences. In all difference, all the objects. Countless number of forms, names and functions. All the objects experienced in the waking state and experienced in the dream state. That knower of those objects is none other than Atma. Which means that Atma is of the nature of knowing. What is Atma? Atma is just the word implying the formless, abstract, attributeless reality which is of the nature of consciousness, pure consciousness. So the nature of pure knowledge. And here, why Vedanta Nischaya, he states, see, understanding Mithyatvam is possible, okay, through the Shastram, through the means of knowledge of Shastram, also it can be arrived through reasoning, the support of the Shastram. Okay? It can also be understood through experience. Anubhava can teach you the duality being Mithya. Your own experience can teach you duality being Mithya, objects being Mithya. I mean, duality of the world of duality being Mithya can be understood even from your experience. Of course, even logically you can arrive at it. First, Shastram alone teaches you the world of duality being Mithya. But the abstract formless reality is there. The formless abstract attribute reality alone is of the sort of limitlessness, all pervasiveness. That all-pervasive limitless reality implied by the term Atma is of the nature of knowing consciousness. This fact is revealed only by Vedanta Shastra Pramanam. It cannot be arrived at through, it cannot be established logically. Logic itself, reasoning itself is used only if there is the knower, isn't it? Therefore, the knower alone cannot be arrived at. Who this knower is cannot be arrived through any other pramanam. Vedanta Shastra pramanam only. Shastram is the pramanam which presents this vision of the knower of all the objects experienced in both states of experience being the Atma. Therefore, Sahayeva Buddhyate Bhedan objects iti Vedanta Nischayaha. Who is that Saha? Saha means who? Atma. Here, Atma, Atmana, Atmanam Kalpayati. Atma, Atmana, Atmanam Kalpayati. Kalpayati means projects. Projecting means what? Projecting is creating. Bringing into manifestation. It is the Atma which alone brings everything into manifestation. It's Atma which alone projects everything. Atma which alone creates everything. Kalpayati. Who is this Atma? Devaha. Devaha is a masculine gender word. Atma is also a masculine gender word. Here, what is implied with him, Atma, is abstract, formless, attributeless reality, which is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, which is of the nature of pure awareness, pure consciousness, pure knowledge, and which is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, it is of the self-effulgence, self-evident, self-revealing. Therefore, this reality is also implied by the term Devaha. Devaha, the self-effulgent, self-revealing, self-evident reality in terms of pure consciousness, pure knowledge alone, is implementing Atma, that Atma alone kalpayati, projects, creates, brings into manifestation. What? Atmanam. Brings his self into manifestation, projects his own self as the, in the form of the universe. How? With Atmana, by himself. Atma brings the self into manifestation, creates the self in the form of universe, projects the self in the form of the universe by himself. Atma, Atmanam, Atmana Kalpayati. Which means the knowledge, intelligence required for Kalpanam, projecting, creating also is Ishvara. The material required for creating is also is Ishvara. Atma does not go out anywhere. Atmana, Atmanam, Atmana Kalpayati. Beautiful this verse, which I memorized actually. Devaha Atma, Atmana, Atmanam Kalpayati. How does this Atma brings itself into manifestation, projects the universe, creates the universe? Swamayaya. By his own Maya. By his own Maya. Which means, here we have to, this is the literal meaning of the Karika. Karika you understood. Into the Bhashyam. Let us understand. So Maya is the name given to, attributed to the inexplicable subtlest power of reality. Reality itself is subtlest. The power of reality also must be equally subtlest. That power does not have independent existence of its own, because it is ever inseparable from its source. Because of the inseparability from its source, it never exists independently. That is why that power is meant by the term Maya. Ya ma sa Maya. That which does not exist by itself is Maya. That which is not there, really speaking. How? You can never separate the burning power of the fire from the fire. You can never separate illumining power of the sun from the sun. You can never separate glittering power of the gold from itself. Which means you can never separate it. It is inseparable, intrinsic nature, knowing. That knowing nature alone, knowingness alone, is said to be the power of knowing. The knowingness nature alone is said to be the power of knowing. There's no distance. What is there's only fire. But you see this fire, which is glowing, which is brilliant, is of the nature of burning. And the burning nature itself is what? It's power. Similarly, this abstract formless reality is of the nature of knowing. This knowingness, power alone, nature alone, is the power, and shakti. Okay? And this power, when is it called Maya? When the power remains unmanifested, unassuming, undifferentiated, inseparably, as just only reality, then we say what? Maya. You see, only the fire, without differentiating the burning power, physically don't separate. Cognitively, intellectually, you differentiate the burning power, the inseparable burning power of the fire. It has. So here also, we never physically separate. Intellectually, cognitively, we differentiate the knowingness, knowing power of reality as Maya. They're not two, only one. That is when you attribute status of being Ishvara. This reality is Ishvara because powerful. It is just in your cognitive appreciation of the fact of the reality being endowed with the power of knowing alone gives rise to the reality having the title of Ishvara, powerful. Sun, just the sun alone is. In your perception, in your cognitive appreciation, what there is, oh, powerful. Has the powerfulness of illumining. Fire is powerful because it can burn. Atma can know it's powerful. That is when same Atma is given the status of being Antaryamishwaraha. Ishvara. So, we cannot say Gaudapada Acharya just rejects the Ishvara. No, he does not reject Ishvara. Come on, where is Ishvara other than the Atma? Ishvara is only the name attribute to the Atma. So he just says directly there's Atma. Okay? This power of reality. When this power of reality remains unmanifested, in this, okay, is Maya. Then we can say another name is for Maya is what? Prakritihi. Why it's called Prakritihi? Because Prakrishena Kriyate Anaya Iti Prakriti. That by which uniquely the whole Jagat is brought into manifestation. Deva Jagat is created, made. Therefore it's called Prakritihi. Any material cause can be said to be Prakritihi. But there, any matter has to go through the process to become an effect. But without going through any process, just by its power, this whole Jagat is brought into manifestation. That's why Prakritihi. It is Pradhanam. It's also called Pradhanam. Why it is Pradhanam? It is the very important main thing, the power with which the whole Jagat is brought into manifestation. Pradhanam, Prakritihi, Maya, also Ajnanam. But Ajnanam, in Vedanta Sangraha, Acharya really makes very clear, another Acharya, the author of the book, Ajnanam or Avidya are also the words, okay, to mean this Maya. So, this Ajnanam, ignorance, is actually what? When this power of reality, the knowingness remains unmanifested, the knowing power remains unmanifested, it is known as Ajnanam. Which means, what we understand very clearly, when the switch is turned off, the switch remains turned off, all the opaque things in the room remains covered in darkness. There's no light. So, every object remains in its own place. Where the chair is, where the table is, the table is, where, you know, window is. Every object falls in its own respective place. But still, all the objects, when they remain covered in darkness, they are not differentiable. They cannot be differentiated. Because they are not differentiated. Why? Because they are not perceptible, they are not manifested. So they, as if they all remain as one. In dark, when the opaque things in the room remain covered in darkness, because they are not differentiated, they cannot be differentiated, because they are covered in darkness. Because they are not perceptible, they are unmanifested. Therefore, they're as though remain as one darkness. Understand? Similarly, this entire world of countless number of forms, names and functions which remain in the respective places also remain covered in the darkness of ignorance. When they mean, because unmanifested, not available for perception, not experienceable, therefore they're undifferentiated as one darkness of ignorance. This is Maya. And the switch is turned on. So the switch being turned off means what? The power remaining unmanifested. The power remains unmanifested as ajnanam, total ignorance. It is like what? The switch being turned off. The power of knowing becomes manifested. It is like the switch being turned on. This example, don't take, really stretch the example. What happens? There is manifestation. When the light, knowledge becomes manifested, all the, in the light of knowledge, the manifestation of knowledge, all the objects shine, all objects become manifested. Become manifest means what? Become perceptible, becomes experienceable, thereby become differentiable. They become differentiated. Therefore, all this the power becomes manifested, it's called jnanam. That is why manifestation means manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of, when there's manifestation of knowledge, there's also manifestation of the universe. Then the differentiation of objects. This is Srishti. This is what is creation. This is how the power of knowing, knowingness, which is there inseparable of the reality, is Maya. And this power of reality becomes, bringing this power of reality, knowingness, knowing power into manifestation, and then there is knowledge, the whole jagat also brought into manifestation. When you turn the switch on, the world object is brought into manifestation. Light does not create the objects. Light bring the already existent opaque things into manifestation. It's bringing the unmanifested, undifferentiated objects into manifestation. Objects remain imperceptible, become perceptible. Making the imperceptible objects perceptible alone is what? Bringing the imperceptible object into manifestation. This manifest, bringing up into manifestation is creation. So creation is a misnomer actually. There's no creation. Again, there's a time you switch off. The switch can get turned off. Similarly, the power of knowing can again become what? Unmanifested. Again, the whole world of duality, plurality, multiplicity, of countless number of forms, names and functions becomes unmanifested, undifferentiated as one darkness of ignorance. One darkness of ignorance is nothing but power of knowing. The whole jagat remains in the form of power of knowing. Inseparable. This is how Bhagavan creates. He doesn't use the word Bhagavan. For me, Bhagavan comes naturally. He doesn't bring into the picture at all of Ishvara. So, some people have some itching problem. Sri Gaudapacharya really rejects Ishvara. Does not reject Ishvara. It looks as though he's rejecting Ishvara. What he says is much, much a greater truth, the fact. Ishvara is Atma. Atma is not Ishvara. Why he does not bring the picture of Ishvara? Because the Ishvara's status also is Mithya. His manifestation is also mithya. Manifested world also is mithya. What is satyam? It is the Atma. The pure, the abstract reality consciousness implied by the term Atma alone is absolutely real paramarthikam satyam, which doesn't come and doesn't go. Doesn't undergo any change. It's never dependent on the manifestation or manifested objects for its existence. Okay? Because this consciousness is of the nature of self-existence, it is absolute reality. Okay? Even though consciousness is dependent on the material world, matter in the form of mind for its manifestation, the maya for its manifestation. That is why maya is said to be inseparable power of, knowing power of reality alone, is looked upon as material cause. The consciousness, the source of his knowing power, is looked upon as intelligent cause, as Purusha and Prakriti, inseparable Purusha and Prakriti. That is when Ishvara's status is attributed to Atma. So he simply says, Devaha Atma Atmanam so Mayaya Kalpayati. Okay. And who is the knower here? Now you know, this is the Vikalpakaha, the projector, the one who brings the world of duality into manifestation. In dream as well as in the waking state is none other than the Atma. And who knows, having brought the world of duality into manifestation, one has to see, no? Who is the knower? Atma is the knower. Meaning what? Atma is the knower? The knower is Atma. It is the one who knows this world of duality in both the states of experience is none other than Atma. Sahayeva buddhyate vedan. Iti vedanta nischayaha. Is it clear? Now you cannot, no more question of Ishvara. Isn't it? Ishvara is Atma. So, Jiva Srishtihi, Jiva, we can say the two Srishtis. There is dream universe, dream world created, projected the mind of the individual is Jiva Srishti, creation of the individual. And is once wake up from sleep, the external world experience the waking state is what? Ishvara Srishtihi. Anyway, Jiva status is mithya. Ishwa status is mithya. Jiva Srishti is mithya. Isha Srishti is mithya. Because the only knower in, knower of the objects created by the Jiva in the dream state is also same Atma. The only knower of the Ishwa Srishti, experience knower of the objects obtaining in the waking state also is Atma. There is no second knower, there are not two knowers, the only knower is Atma. Therefore, Jiva's status is mithya. Jiva created, dream set is mithya. Isha status is mithya. Ishra created, the Jagra Prapancha, waking universe also is mithya. Then what is satyam? Atma alone is satyam. Absolutely real is only Atma. Therefore, there is no knower, there is no creator, there is no projector other than the Atma. Therefore, the power with which Atma brought the universe into manifestation being inseparable, the power being the material cause of this entire universe, of universe, the universe also is in non-separate from Atma. Must be very, it is very important. So mayaya, that word tells us, so maya means Atma using its own inseparable, inexplicable, subtlest power called maya brought this universe into manifestation. Therefore, the power is material cause of the universe. Therefore, the universe, which is the effect, is non-separate from its cause, the Maya. Maya is non-separate from Ishvara. Therefore, the universe is non-separate from Ishvara. Therefore, the universe unmanifested in the form of Maya or manifested in the form of universe does not have independent existence at all outside of Atma. Therefore, it has only dependent existence. Therefore, it is Mithya. So, Mithya universe is brought into manifestation using the Mithya power by the Satya Atma, not by doing anything, by its mere presence. This is the teaching of this verse. Okay? Let us see the Bhashyam now. I told this many times before in my other classes also, even last year, when year before. Every year I come, I have to say this. Fact one, what is it? See, one and the only secondless non-dual reality, Atma alone, brings into manifestation this inexplicably vast world of duality, world of plurality. So, one alone has become the whole. One alone has become the many. What is that one which has become the many? Whole effort is in discovering what is that one which has become the many. And you arrive at that one which has become the many as your own Swarupam. By arriving at it, what happens? You, the one who is searching for the one, become the result. You are not there anymore. Therefore, you, the searcher, being not there anymore, how the one has become many can never be found out. It always be a mystery. Got it? This is a very important lesson. Because people want to know. That is why people come and, when people go on and on and on doing research, trying to prove how, you know, whatever they say, how it has come into existence, all the discoveries can be within the realm of changing matter only. They can never touch. It's all about relative. They can arrive at much, much, much subtler facts within the realm of Mithya as though existing matter only. That is what is science. Never arrive at the root. Swarupam. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Swayam. The word Swayam is there in the Atma, Atmanam, Devaha, Atma, Atmana, Atmanam, Swamaya, Kalpayati. So Swam, there, Swayam, by itself. Atma, by itself, brings itself into manifestation. So, Swamayaya, he explains how Swamayaya means, Swam Atmanam, Swam Atmanam, there's a small spelling mistake in Sanskritam, for those who are following Sanskritam in this phonology's book, the one Sa is there, must make it Atma. Yesterday also I want to tell you, remind you one thing. The Bhashyam in phonology is because only Ushitam is there. Whereas in some other context we also see Uposhitam. Now, as though I said, mentioned in the word, the Bhashyam, Ushitam alone is here in this phonology book. Sometimes the word Upa is also added. Ushitam means Uposhita means Upavasitam, as though remaining in Upavasa, as though fasting. Ushitam, Uposhitam, that Upa prefix is not there in the book, which I didn't read it, it is not there. But some other books have Upa prefix, just information. Okay. Swayam Swamayaya, Swam Atmanam, Atma Devaha. This Atsa is there, make it Atma in Sanskritam. Atma Devaha. Atma, Atmanyeva. So where does the Atma bring the universe into manifestation? In itself. One more word is added by Shankaracharya. Atma brings itself, manifests itself, by itself, in itself. Not outside somewhere. But Atma brings universe into manifestation. Is somewhere? No. In itself. Atmanyeva. In itself. Vakshamanam Veda Akaram Kalpayati. The form of multifarious objects. See, Atma projects, Atma creates this universe of countless number of forms, which is going to be discussed later on. How does he create? Rajvadau iva sarpadin. Look at this. Rajvadau sarpadin iva. How the snake etc. are projected upon the rope. How the snake etc. are superimposed upon the rope. In the same way, Atma brings this universe into manifestation, means Atma itself, no? Superimposes this universe of plurality upon itself. Upon itself. Which means, just as the rope snake is not at all separate from the rope, rope alone is in the form of rope snake, Atma alone is in the form of as though real world of plurality, world of duality. So, Rajvadau iva sarpadin, Rajvadau sarpadin iva vakshamanam bheda akaram kalpayati. How? Swayameva, Atma by himself, by itself. And cha tan buddhyate, Atma itself knows those objects. Here buddhyate means janati. Okay? Knows means this knowing is not an action. Atma knows by itself means what? Atma alone knows those projected objects by its very nature of knowing. Buddhyate tan bedan. Swayameva cha tan bhedan buddhyate. Atma itself knows those objects. But it's very nature of knowing. Tadvadeva iti evam vedanta nischayaha. Tadvadeva iti evam vedanta nischayaha. This is what is the firm vision of the Vedanta Shastram. Which means, what was Atma with the unmanifested power of Maya, inseparable, unmanifested, undifferentiated power of Maya, Atma alone was there. Sadeva Asit. Yekameva Asit. Advitiyameva asit. Atma alone was one secondless reality. Now also Atma alone is with its unmanifested power manifested. Thereby, when the power becomes manifested, there is knowledge. In the light of knowledge, there is manifestation of world of countless number of forms, names and functions. The material forms, names and functions. Which doesn't exist outside of the knowing power, light of knowledge. So Atma alone is with forms, names and functions. Before the manifestation, Atma was without, with unmanifested forms, names and functions in the form of Maya. Which means forms and functions also were there already. Nothing has been created. What is Maya? Unmanifested, undifferentiated forms, names and functions. Where in the form of unmanifested power of knowing. So Ishvara was there before. Now also Atma alone is with manifested power, which is manifested forms, names and functions which constitute the universe. Again, Atma alone will continue to be there with the unmanifested, undifferentiated forms, names and functions. So what is Maya? Unmanifested knowing power. Undifferentiated knowing power. And what is undifferentiated, unmanifested power? Unmanifested forms, names and functions. Is it clear? Therefore, Atma alone was, Atma alone is, Atma alone will ever be. So this manifested forms, names and functions are nothing but Atma. Therefore, they come and go. They are minus Atma, forms, names and functions are non-substantial. They're only appearance of Atma. Therefore, they're mithya. Whether the forms, names and functions projected in the Ishvara Srishti, the waking state, or whether within the Ishvara Srishti, there is Jiva Srishti happens, are just projected in the mind of an individual. All are mithya. That's the idea here. Iti Vedanta Nischayaha. Okay, now. Na Anyaha Asti. Very strong sentence. Firm, strong statement. Na anyaha asti jnana smrityashrayaha. There is no other adhishthanam, there is no other basis, there is no other support of knowledge and memory other than Atma. There is no support, adhishthanam, existence of the knowledge and memory other than Atma. It is this Atma, it is this all-pervasive, abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing. The pure knowledge is the substratum, adhishtanam of all manifestations of knowledge. Okay, and also memory. Nacha niraspadeyeva. Jnana Smriti. He says, no. Jnanam and Smritihi. Jnana Smriti is a dual word. Jnanam and Smritihi. Together, Jnana Smriti. Knowledge and memory are not at all without Adhishtanam. See, there cannot be wave without the adhishtanam called water. There cannot be ornament without adhishtanam called gold. There cannot be furniture without adhishtanam called wood. Similarly, there cannot be knowledge and memory without the adhishtanam of Atma, the pure consciousness. Aspadam means adhishtanam. That which lends existence is adhishtanam. What is adhishtanam? That which lends existence. Adhishtanam. So, that which lends existence to knowledge, I mean the source of origination, the source of existence, the source of resolution of knowledge and memory is the aspadam. Okay? And that aspadam for knowledge and memory is Atma, the consciousness. They are not supportless. They're not without adhishtanam. Na niraspade, na niraspade. They are saspadam only. They have adhishtanam. They have the source of existence, which is Atma. Therefore, Atma alone is satyam. That is why anything which borrows existence is mithya only. This manifested knowledge also is mithya. Memory is mithya. What is satyam? Atma, which lends existence to knowledge and memory alone is satyam. Memory born jagat is also mithya. What is this jagat? the universe which is experienced in the waking state is memory born of Ishvara's memory. What of Ishvara's mind, which is Maya? Now we can understand why Maya is said to be Ishvara's mind. This knowing power of Ishvara is looked upon as the mind of Ishvara. How the whole Jagat dream, your dream exists in your mind, not outside of the mind, in the form of mind only. Mind itself becomes the dream world. And you, the witnessing, your mind is the material cause, you are the intelligent cause, and the mind, the material cause, and the projected dream world doesn't exist independently outside of you. The whole dream world is you. Similarly, absolutely or relatively you are the dream world, absolutely also what? This whole world which exists only in Maya, in the power of knowing. In the power of knowing, manifest power of knowing, the whole Jagat is. If it doesn't exist outside of the mind of Ishvara. That is why it's our Ishvara eyes in the form of the whole Jagat. I see very clearly what I'm saying. I wish I make you see also. Therefore, na jnanam na niraspadam smritihi na niraspada. They both have their substratum. Atma as substratum. Therefore, vainashikanam idevam abhiprayaha. Vainashikaha. Vainashikaha means another name for Buddhas. Vainashikaha. So, their view, abhipraya means, Vainashikana abhipraya means, the view, the Vainashikas are of the view that knowledge and memory has no adhishtanam. What Atma Vedantin say? Without adhishtanam, how can that be jnanam? How can that be memory? Jnana means manifested knowledge. Okay? You see the inseparability of Atma and the world. Non-separateness of the world and Atma. In unmanifested condition also, the world is in the form of unmanifested power of knowing. The manifested condition also is in the form of the knowledge, its shine. That is why we have to use them Advaitam. Why? They are not one, they are not two also, they are not one. Because Atma does not create the matter and the material, the forms, symbols and functions, the really gross subtle objects, material objects. No. They're not one, they're not two also. Because it is never independent existence. Okay, this is the 12th mantra. We move on to the next mantra. So what? Buddhist has been sent back. Saying what? There's no shunyam. You are there, ask me question. And that you who are asking me the question are Atma. And that Atma is what? The consciousness, which is the source of existence of the unmanifested universe and the manifested universe also. It is just projection. It's only magnification of the power of Maya. Magnification is what? Manifestation. Okay. Page number 369. Now he is asking the question politely. Sankalpayan kena prakarena kalpayati iti uchyate. Now it is hard to explain. He is not asking, but anyway. So, now, see, project creating involves visualizing, isn't it? When you want to make even bread, okay, you have to, before you have to think about it. What is that? Let me get all these things ready. Like that, sankalpa. That means visualizing. Sankalpa, thinking. Visualizing. Even the puja is a sankalpa means we already, we are ready. Okay, what all you are praying for? I want all these things. This is sankalpa. So you put your hand like this. We say what? No, arogyartham, arogya siddhartham, abhishta siddhartham, no, vivaha pratyartham, putra pratyartham, or vidya pratyartham, jnana pratyartham, for attaining something. That is the sankalpa. This is what I want. That is your pre-preparation. This is what I want. For this purpose, I am doing this puja. I seek Bhagavan's grace. It's sankalpa. Very clear. Even before you are doing the puja. So that the focus will be whole only there. When you are doing very clearly knowing what you are doing it for something that you want, you are doing it. So the whole focus should be in Bhagavan. The puja time, I want this. I want Bhagavan's grace. Very clear. Sankalpa makes you be a main focus. See also, here sankalpa, sankalpayan means visualizing. Kena prakarena kalpayati. So kena prakarena, in which method, in which method, in which in what manner, in which method, or by which method, in which method, which manner, kena prakarena kalpayati. How does Bhagavan create this universe? Iti uchyate, that is said here. Already I have explained. Again, the verse also comes here. Vikarotyaparan bhavan. Vikarotyaparan bhavan. Antaschitte vyavasthitan. Antaschitte vyavasthitan. Vikarotyaparan bhavan. Vikarotyaparan bhavan. Antaschitte vyavasthitan. Vyavasthitan. Niyatamscha. Niyatamscha. Bahischitte. Bahischitte. Evam kalpayate prabhu. Evam kalpayate prabhu. Vikarotyaparan bhavan. Vikarotyaparan bhavan. Antaschitte vyavasthitan. Antaschitte vyavasthitan. Niyatamscha bahischitte. Niyatamscha bahischitte. Evam kalpayate prabhu. Evam kalpayate prabhu. In these 2 months, 2 karikas, he brings in the whole srishti prakaranam, negates the jagat as mithya. Okay? He analyzes the creation and finishes off. He doesn't even talk about cause, effect, ishra, nothing. Okay. Vikaroti aparan bhavan antaha chitte vyavasthitan. See, aparan bhavan antaha chitte vyavasthitan vikaroti. Very important statement. Why? Bhagavan does not newly create anything. Bhagavan only vikaroti means that which remains, vikaroti means separates, differentiates as many, as different ones. Vikaroti means nana karoti. Atma, what does it do? Atma brings the one knowing power of Maya into manifold world of objects. Nana karoti vikaroti. What does he bring into manifestation here? Vikarot, nana karoti vikaroti. He just creates manifold forms. How? What are they? Aparan. Aparan bhavan. Aparan bhavan means laukikan bhavan. Means laukikan. I am reading also the bhasham, okay? Aparan bhavan here means the material, the worldly objects, mundane objects. Where are these mundane objects? These mundane worldly objects. What are the worldly objects? The objects experienced in the form of the world. Objects obtaining in this world. In the waking state, we're experiencing this world of objects. And where are they? Where were they before? They're not newly brought in. Antaha chitte vyavasthitan. Objects which already remained inside of the mind. What is mind of Ishvara? Maya. The word chittam in this verse means Maya. Our mind is different. Ishvara's mind is what? Ishvara's chittam is Maya. So, this bhavaha, aparaha bhavaha, all these mundane worldly objects already remained, already existed inside of the mind called Maya. They remained in the form of Maya. Okay? Already there. Antaha chitte vyavasthitan aparan bhavan vikaroti. When all the objects remained in his mind, in terms of Maya, they all remained as one. One Maya, undifferentiated. Like how the objects remained in darkness of ignorance, as though they undifferentiated. Then Bhagavan, what happens? He only vikaroti. He just brings them. Okay, he separates them, differentiates them, he makes them appear differentiated. Then niyatamscha, and also niyatamscha baihi chitte. When he brought them into manifestation, all the material objects, all these mundane worldly objects which are already existent, alisthitan, avasthitan, antaha chitte, you brought them in outside. What is outside? Bhagavan has no outside, inside. The Maya, which remains unmanifested, becomes manifested, means they become as though outside world. Niyatan cha baihi chitte. Niyatan here means the very interesting word, that's niyatan, defined objects. Niyatan, oh, when they remained as one in Maya, in the form of Maya, they will become manifested, they all very highly defined. Defined objects. Okay, which form, which name, which function, how, in keeping with which order, give me punya papams, everything is very, very well defined. Niyatan bhavan evam bahihi chitte evam bahischittaha means niyatamscha evam prabhu kalpayate. Bhagavan here, atma is as the bahischittaha. bhayaschittaha san antaschittaha. Means what? When he brings his whole power into manifestation in the form of world of objects, which is called, when the Bhagavan said, bahischittaha. See, when the power remains unmanifested, he is antaschittaha. Antaschitte, all the forms remain unmanifested. Then his own power becomes manifested, bahischittaha Bhagavan. Bhagavan's inner mind in the form of Maya alone is shining as though outside. And outside, in Bhagavan only. Okay? Bhaischittaha means what? As the one having his mind outside. Even in this manner, Prabhu Kalpayate. Prabhu Kalpayate. He, very important word, okay? Devaha Prabhu. These two words actually are used in the Shastram to mean Ishvara. There is no Devaha, there is no Ishvara, there is no Lord other than Atma. That here Kripacharya mentions. Okay? So Devaha self-effulgent because Ishvara Swarup means consciousness. Atma is the nature of consciousness, therefore self-effulgent Devaha. Prabhu means what? Prakarshena bhati iti prabhu. Prakarshena bhati means as Atma is of the nature of self-effulgence, Atma shines by its very nature of knowing effulgence. And then at the same time, by its mere presence, it brings everything into manifestation also. Therefore, Atma alone uniquely shines as this world of duality also. The one secondless non-dual Atma alone shines uniquely as the world of duality. This is what is Prakarshena Bhati. Uniquely shines. Atma shines uniquely. Yes, one Atma uniquely shines as countless number of forms, names and functions. Means there is no Jagat other than Atma. There is only Atma. Which means that Atma alone is Satyam. This appearance is Mithya. This appearance doesn't have independent existence. Got it? See how beautifully, carefully Gaudapacharya again establishes the world of duality being Mithya, not real. What is this only Atma? He brings both here. Atma alone is Satyam also is made it very clear. By making Atma alone is Satyam, he makes understand this world of duality is Mithya. So all the Bhagavan, when he brings his mind, okay, Maya, into manifestation, then it is as Bhagavan is Bhaischittaha. Bhagavan has his mind outside. In the form of the world, not outside of Bhagavan. It's all Bhagavan only. There's neither inside of Bhagavan, outside of Bhagavan. The whole Jagat is Bhagavan. The form of Niyatan, all the defined, well-defined, planned objects. That's why it's very beautiful here. Atma alone is here as the order that not. Nothing exists here as something unwanted. That's why we have to really have great reverence for everything that exists here. Everything exists in this world has its own significance, importance, value. Bhagavan's order. That's why everything should have its own space. Want usurp other's place is not good. Anyway, the subtle teaching should reach the heads of gross minds. So that there won't be wars in the world. Anyway, so let's see the Bhashyam now. Is it clear now? The whole mantra, Akarika is clear? Okay. Prabhu evam vaischittaha niyatan kalpayati. The beauty is antaschitte vyavasthitan aparan bhavan vikaroti. Vikaroti itself means what Shankaracharya says. Vikaroti. Now I'm reading the Bhashyam. Same page. Vikaroti is equal to nana karoti. Nana, see, when one is there, makes it many. Nana karoti. In Maya, they remain as one. Why? They remain covered in darkness of ignorance. Therefore, undifferentiated, unmanifested. In knowledge, they become manifested, perceptible, they become differentiated. Okay, being differentiated and said, what? Nana karoti. Bhagavan makes them appear differentiated. How? Just by bringing his power into manifestation. So, vikaroti, nana karoti. What does he make appear differentiated? Aparan is equal to laukikan bhavan. Aparan is equal to laukikan. Worldly, mundane objects. Bhavan means what? Padarthan. See, aparan is the word in the karika. Shankaracharya gives the word laukikan. Then bhavan is the word in the karika. He says padarthan, objects. Aparan bhavan is equal to laukikan padarthan, means worldly mundane objects. What are they? All the objects. He only means shabdadin, anyan cha. Shabda adin anyan. All the objects, okay, such as sound, etc. See, fivefold objects. The whole jagat is constituted of fivefold objects perceptible through fivefold sense organs. Did it? So, five objects alone is in your countless number of sounds, countless number of forms, countless number of colors, countless number of smells, countless number of tastes, countless number of touch, textures. Therefore, shabdadin anyan vikaroti. He makes them. So, laukikan bhavan means what? Worldly, mundane objects means what? All the sound, etc. All of them. Where were they? Antaschitte. Antahachitte. In the mind. Okay? Inside of the mind. In what form? Vasana rupena vyavasthitan. All the objects projected in the dream remain in the form of vasanas already. Dream is not a new product. Dream is only the projection of already existing subtle vasanas. Similarly, Bhagavan, in the mind of Bhagavan, the Bhagavan's mind known as Maya also, there what now? Vasanaha. What vasanaha? The knowledge of previous creation. Okay, vasana rupena vyavasthitan. All these objects remain in the form of what? Vasanas. Inside the mind. Vyavasthitan. So he brings, he differentiates all the undifferentiated objects in the form of undifferentiated vasanas obtaining in the mind. Vyavasthitan. So antaha chitte vasana rupena vyavasthitan avyakritan. Avyakritan, undifferentiated. So, all the objects already there in the mind of Ishvara in Maya. How? In undifferentiated form. So, vyavasthitan, avyakritan, and also niyatan, all the defined objects. What a prithivyadin. And also, aniyatan cha kalpana kalan. See, Niyatan defined objects. Also, Aniyatan. Okay. So, Aniyatan stands for time-bound objects obtaining in the mind. Relatively time-bound. Relatively timeless are Ishvara Srishti is relatively timeless. Ishvara's creation is of relatively timeless objects. Jiva's creation is what? Relatively time-bound objects. Jiva's creation is of the relatively time-bound objects in terms of dream. Ishvara's creation is of relatively timeless objects. Everything time-bound only. Relatively timeless, relatively time-bound. Is relatively time-bound also mithya, relatively timeless also mithya. Why? What is absolutely timeless alone is satyam. Therefore, niyatan prithivyadin aniyatan cha kalpana kalan. Kalpana kalan means those objects which remain only as long as they are perceived. See, objects which remain as long as they are perceived are the dream objects. The perception of the dream goes, objects also dissolve. So, kalpana kalaha, very nice. Dream objects are said to be kalpana kalaha bhavaha. Kalpana kalaha bhavaha means objects which have the time duration of the time perception. Or imagination. They are all aniyataha. Their aniyataha means what? Relatively time bound, relatively impermanent. So prithivyan, niyatamschet, well defined, relatively timeless objects, and relatively time bound objects which exist only as long as perception is there in the dream. So it is Atma is the one absolutely the projector of dream world as well as the waking world. Creation within the creation. Therefore Ishvara is also Atma. Jiva is also Atma. Though he doesn't even talk about Ishvara and Jiva. See, just without even using the terms Ishvara and Jiva, he just says, come on, understand. All these creations, aniyataha bhavaha, niyataha bhavaha. Temporarily existent objects, which exist only as long as they are perceived, are aniyataha. Niyataha, the objects which are there for a long time, which have relatively much longer duration of time. All these objects, existing in the external world, existing in the dream world. All of them are. All of them. Bhagavan alone. Bhaischittaha san. Tata antaschittaha. Manorathadi lakshanan. Itivam kalpayati. Manorathadi lakshana means which are objects which are in the form of the men, in the form of object perceived in the mind. Dream objects. So Bhagavan alone, as though having his mind outside, Vichitta, Bhagavan alone projects. It is, there is no other projector. Atma based very existence. Mere presence without doing anything, with very nature of knowing, projects this world experienced in the waking state or experienced in the dream state. So no world exists outside of the Atma. By stating this, Atma alone is there as Ishvara, projecting this external world of objects experienced in the waking state. Atma alone is there as Jiva, projecting the dream world. world of objects, time-bound, relatively timeless objects. Yum kalpayati prabhu Shankara Bhagavatpada cannot miss the word Ishvara. Prabhu Ishvaraha Atma Ityartaha. Come on, Ishvara is Atma only. Atma is not Ishvara. But Ishvara is Atma, the one who alone uniquely shines as everything is Prabhu, the Lord. These two verses, two karikas, the Bhashyam, and very clearly what? Atma alone is absolutely real. The dream also is Ishvara. Waking world also is Ishvara. And the Ishvara is Atma. Ishvara. Both worlds are Atma only. So what are we now? We are all in Bhagavan's dream. Okay? The class is happening in Bhagavan's dream. Swapnavat Chitta Parikalpitam Sarvam Iti Yetad Ashankyate. Okay. Now the 13th karika is over. 14th karika has to come. Before that, Shankara Bhagavad Pada makes us understand the possible doubt. Possible doubt. So, we have to understand that Pura Pakshi can come. Okay? Pura Pakshi comes. Even after having clearly explained everything, still it is very difficult for Purva Pakshi to accept the world of duality experienced in the waking state is not real. Somehow the world of duality experienced in the waking state must be accepted as real. So he comes with some doubt. Okay? Swapna vate chitta parikalpitam sarvam iti yetad ashankyate. What he says? Ashankyate. It is doubted to be incorrect. What is doubted to be incorrect? Sarvam sarvam parikalpitam, chitta parikalpitam. Chitta parikalpitam means everything is projection of the mind. Projection of the mind, not our mind alone. Ishvara chittam. Waking state experience is what? Ishvara chittam projected. Dhimit what? Jiva chittam projected. Jiva is Ishvara and Ishvara is Atma. Therefore, everything Chitta parikalpitam. Isn't it? The whole jagat is what? Manifestation of knowledge. We have to understand very careful. Maya manifested is knowledge. Ishvara's chittam is maya. Chitta parikalpitam is what now? The whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. It's the correct understanding. But how do you understand now? The whole jagat is projection of the mind. Not only the dream world, also the waking world. Sarvam chitta parikalpitam. Like the dream. See, dream understood? Dream is definitely projection of the mind only. The vasanas, the memory of the past experiences, obtaining in the form of much subtler thoughts, sukshma vrittis, in the form of vasanas, in subconscious mind, projected alone is what dream world. ever dream world is mithya. Let's understand. We understand. Swapnavathu, like the dream, swapnavathu, like the dream, sarvam chitta parikalpitam. Everything in this waking world also is projection of the mind only. Iti etade, this statement, this what is stated here, is doubted to be incorrect. Ashankyate is doubted. Means what is not very clear. So we can't accept what is being said. So this 14th karika could have come immediately after the 11th karika. Because still the discussion, after establishing Ishra, this need not come after talking about Atma. But still it comes. Okay, let us see here. Why? Yes, mat. Why? Because chitta parikalpitaihi manorathari lakshanaihi. Chitta parichedaihi vailakshanyam bahyanam anyonya parichedyatvam iti. I'm going to tell you only the meaning of this sentence. To make it easier. He says, chitta parikalpitaha manurataha. Manurataha lakshanaha. See, all the objects projected in the mind, in dream, chitta parikalpitaha means all the objects projected in dream, in the mind, which are in the form of the fancies, mental fancies, mental desires, etc. They are all chitta parichedya, parichedyaha. The existence of the objects in the dream are, all those objects are limited by the mind itself. Mind itself limits, conditions, the time of existence of the dream objects projected in the dream state. This is meaning of a sentence. See, objects that are experienced in the dream are limited by, conditioned by the mind itself. What does it mean? They are there only as long as perception is. As long as the dreamer is in dream, as long as the dreamer is seeing the dream, experiencing the dream, dream objects exist. Is it clear? It's very, very, see, this Bhashyam. In fact, Shankara Bhagavatpada's Bhashyam is little, seems to be little difficult, not difficult, so you can understand it. In fact, we understand better with the Andhagiri's Tika. So what he says, the chitta parikalpitaihi means all the objects projected in the dream state inside the mind exist only as long as there is perception, as long as it perceived by the dreamer. As long as the thoughts exist. When the dreamer wakes up from sleep, along with the perception, when the dreamer goes, the perception changes, then objects also disappear. When you wake up from sleep, where are the objects? Dream objects. Dream, the time, the duration of the time of the existence of dream objects is very limited by thoughts. Means sense, thoughts themselves. Thoughts disappear. Because when the perceiver is not no more there, the changes as we weaker, the perception is not there, the objects also disappear. Therefore, he is going to give a different name here. Okay? Objects experienced in the dream are said to be chitta Chitta kalaha bhavaha means objects obtaining in the dream, experienced in the dream, which the time of the existence of which is only the time of the existence of the perception. Is it clear? Whereas bahyanam anyonya parichedyatvam, whereas the object experienced in the waking state, okay, the time of existence of the existing in the waking state is conditioned by the objects mutually, not by the mind. Objects existing in the waking state are of long period of time, which means that existence, the time of existence of the objects of external world is conditioned by, limited by the objects mutually. Okay, which means, and that external objects are said to be dvayakalaha. Okay, dvayakalaha. See, first we are still understanding the Purupaksha's doubt. Why he says, chitta kalaha, the objects experienced in the dream state are chitta kalaha, therefore they are not real. They are not real. They are mithya. He accepts. Yes, dream experience is not satyam. Dream objects are not real. Okay, dream world is mithya because objects experienced in the dream are chitta kalaha. The duration of time of existence of the objects is only of the time of the existence of the vritt, perception. They disappear along with the thoughts. Whereas the objects experienced in the world are not chitta kalaha, advaya kalaha. Okay? Na, dvaya kalaha. Dvaya kalaha means two points of time. What does he say is, what is dvaya kala? Let me make it very clear. Anandagiri Instika makes it very clear. See, when you see some object, let me make it very clear. What is dvaya kalaha? When I see, suppose I see Gauri Devi today. First time I'm seeing her. I'll see her tomorrow also in the ashram. Day after also I'll see her. When you introduce me first, introduce her to me first, she is Gauri Devi. She's an excellent nurse, look after everybody. Anything you want, you ask her. And she's excellent, introducing me. Now I know Gauri Devi and what she's doing, how she's helpful, oh, how great service she's doing. Everything I understand. The next day I see her. First time when I'm seeing her, in my first time I see her. This is seeing, perceiving her. Next day, I recognize her. First time when I'm seeing, is called what? This is pratyaksha kalaha. Pratyaksha kala means the existence of an object at the time of perception. Okay? Exists any object which, any object existing at the time of perception, because existence at the time of perception is object of pratyaksha kalaha. Object exists when the object is perceived. The object is called object is of pratyaksha kalaha. Then when I see her next day, I recognize her. Based on the knowledge I have of her, I recognize her. This is Gauri Devi. It's called pratyabhijna kalaha. Object which exists recognizably. Okay? Another time, other period of time, other point of time. This another point of time The same object is available for recognition. Means the object is of pratyabhijna kalaha. Pratyaksha kalaha, pratyabhijna kalaha. These two names, words, remember, these words are used by Anandagiri. Pratyaksha kalaha, pratyabhijna kalaha. What does it mean? These dream objects are available only, they have only pratyaksha kala. Available for experience only at the time of perception. They are not late, not available for recognition. The same dream will continue the next day. The same people whom I met in the previous dream, again I do not dream. Once gone means gone. The same dream you can never have. You know, I saw that person in my dream last week. The same person came next day again. This yesterday also I had a dream, same person came. Can you say that? No. Thanks to Anandagiri, okay, he means very clear. Pratyabhijna kalaha is not there. The objects experienced in the dream have only the time of existence, at the time of perception. Enjoy existence only at the time of perception. They are available for recognition. They do not have a second point of time. Only one point of time. Understand? Whereas objects experience the waking state have longer period of time, duration of time. Therefore, they are available for recognition. Therefore, they have what? Two points of time. Dvayakalaha. So, chittakalaha are the objects obtaining in the dream, the existence of which is only at the time of perception. As long as the mind itself conditions them. The time is conditioned by the mind. Whereas, objects experienced in the waking state are also conditioned mutually by the objects. Okay. Pratyaksha kalaha, pratyabhijna kalaha. Chitta kalaha or pratyaksha kalaha, dvaya kalaha or pratyabhijna kalaha. It's also available time of, there's a time available for recognition also. Okay, it's very clear. Therefore what? These dvaya kalaha are satyam, chitta kalaha are mithya. This is the argument. Should we not take that these objects which are available for long, which are available for recognition also, which exist much longer to be real? Because I can understand those objects disappear along with the thoughts. They are not real. They're mithya. But these objects should not be taken as not non-mithya. We consider as real. This is the doubt here. So what exactly is the translation of the Bhashyam here? The doubt Bhashyam. Sopnavati chitta parikalpitam sarvam. Everything here in the waking state is also projection of the mind like the dream. This statement is doubted to be incorrect because the difference is only, okay, the difference is in the form of, there's a difference between the dream objects and the waking objects. The distinctness is there. The objects experienced in the dream state exist only at the time of perception. Whereas objects experience the waking state exist at the time of perception and they continue to exist, they are available for recognition also. So they are all dvayakalaha. And here objects experienced in the time of existence of objects experienced in the dream is conditioned, limited Okay, limited, determined by the mind itself. Whereas the time of existence of the object experienced in the waking state is determined, conditioned, limited by the objects mutually. How? Let's be explained. Okay. He gives these two reasons. Therefore, dream objects can be taken as mithya, but the waking objects cannot be taken as mithya. They have a slight doubt. Now Shankaracharya says, answer comes. Sa na yukta shanka. Sorry, yukta ashanka. Shanka also means doubt. Ashanka also means doubt. Ashanka shanka means what? Doubt. Whether you add a or without a. Shanka doubt. Ashanka also means doubt. Sa ashanka, sa shanka na yukta. That doubt is absolutely inappropriate. It is not appropriate. Na yukta. Shankaracharya says that because, for which? So, Gaudapacharya's answer is coming. It's all right? Page number 370. I'm going to explain again. See, the doubt itself will become much clearer only when you read the Karika. I repeat so many times today because it is still, the words are very different. Completely different words, are technical words are used here. What does he want to say? Chitta kalaha or mithya? Objects of chitta kalaha or mithya, hrudaya kalaha or satyam. This is doubt. So he said, no, the doubt is inappropriate. Why? Because chitta kalaha, the objects which are experienced at the time of perception also mithya. They are objects of perception. Objects experienced the time of perception and also after available for recognition are also mithya. Because the objects, this is the answer. Okay. So, when his doubt is accepted initially, just to say, yes, the objects which are of chitta kalaha, which have existence only at the time of perception, are mithya, because they are objects of perception. The objects experienced at the time of perception and also after the time of perception, they are available for recognition, so they are also objects of perception. Therefore, this one reason, the main important reason, they are objects of perception. Objects being observed, doesn't matter how long they exist. Whether they exist only for a shortest period of time, exist for a longest period of time, the time of existence of objects is not the criteria. Time of existence of the objects should not be taken as a criteria for proving something to be real. However long they exist, whether for shortest period, the longest period. But still they are objects of knowledge, objects of perception. Being the object of perception itself is enough for us to understand they are all mithya. Okay. This first given answer is called based on abhyupetyavadaha. Abhyupetyavadaha means accepting what the Purapakshi says. Yes. They are of, the available, objects are available only at the time of perception. Whereas the objects experience the waking state available at two points of time, the time of perception and also later on the time of recognition also. Okay. Accepting the, his point of view, then still simply he is negated. Still duality is negated. Mithya, as mithya. It's called abhyupetya vadaha. Later on, his view will be negated. You are wrong. Dream objects also are dvayakalaha. Dream objects also have two points of time. Why? When you are talking as a Purupakshi, you are talking from the standpoint of that waker you are talking. From the standpoint of waker, as a waker, you say the dream objects exist only at the time of perception. And available for recognition. You say that. From the standpoint of a waker. But from the standpoint of the dreamer, when the dream objects are real for him, okay, then the dream objects, the same dream object which he sees in his dream, there is the next day in dream. The same object is available for recognition for the same person in the dream itself. So dream objects also are of dvayakalaha, available for at the time of perception, available for recognition also, for the dreamer when he is in dream. Understand? The dream recognition, dream perception, objects experienced in the dream for a dreamer are available for dream perception, dream recognition. Therefore, don't say that. For the dreamer, they are available for recognition also. In the dream, the dream recognition, dream perception happens in dream. Therefore, they are also dvayakalaha. They are also objects of perception available two points of time. Understand? When he negates his very view, it's called the abhyupetyavada becomes negated. First of all, what he says, the dream objects are available for perception, existent only at the time of perception. This statement is made as a waker, not as a dreamer. You can never talk about a dream when you are in dream. You wake up and talk about your dream, then you talk about the nature of the objects. Those dream objects exist only at the time of perception. Who says this? As a waker. But from the standpoint of the dreamer, the dream objects are existent at the time of perception. The dream objects are available for dream recognition in dream for the dreamer. Is it clear? Therefore, that is also not, what he says is wrong. Therefore, it is negated. So, abhyupetyavadaha, a negation of abhyupetyavada. Anyway, that is not secular. Anyway, they are all perceived, therefore they are mithya only. Okay? This is the reason. Okay, now let us see. Chittakalahiyentastu dvayakalaschayebahihi kalpitayevate sarve viseshonanyahetukaha. So, chittakalaha ye antaha. It may make it very clear. Chittakalaha means what? Chittakalaha is equal to, chittakalaha means dream objects. Chittakalaha means dream objects. The dream objects, why are they called chittakalaha? Because dream objects whose time of existence is not conditioned or determined or limited by anything else other than the time of perception of the dreamer. Is it clear? You can write and keep. Chitta Kalaha means what? Chitta Kalaha are the dream objects whose time of existence is not conditioned by, determined by, limited by anything else other than the time of perception of the dreamer. With an explanation, you can simply say what Chitta Kalaha are dream objects. To make it simple. Okay. Dvaya Kalaha. So Chitta Kalaha means those dream objects which are inside of the mind. Antaha. Okay. The dream objects are experienced inside the in the mind. Antaha. Okay. Then, dvaya kalaha cha ye bahihi. This bahi, the objects experienced in the external world, in the waking, bahihi means in the waking state. Objects experienced in the mind in the dream state are chitta kalaha. Objects experienced outside in the external world in the waking state are dvaya kalaha. Dvaya kalaha is equal to what? Dvaya kalaha? Dvaya kalaha are the objects available at two different points of time. Dvaya kalaha are the objects experienced in the waking state. The objects are available at two different points of time. And also conditioned by objects. The time, the whose time of existence is determined by the objects mutually. Understand now? The two different things. Dvaya kalaha. I repeat again. Dvaya kalaha are the objects available at two points of time. Two different points of time and whose time of existence is conditioned by the objects mutually. Okay. So, chitta kalaha internally experienced dream objects, dvaya kalaha are externally experienced waking state objects. That's all. This is what the doubt. See, the doubt is not very explicitly revealed by Gaudapada Acharya. That's why the introduction of Shankar Bhagavatpada alone makes it very clear. So, there is distinction. There's difference. Because of this difference, he wants to say what? Chitta kalaha are mithya. Daya kalaha are satyam. Can't we take this satyam? He doesn't say dhatyam. When he had that guts to say, can't we take this? The doubt, he says. No. Kalpitaha eva te sarve. Te sarve kalpitaha eva. When you read, hear Sanskritam like this, doesn't it sound like Hebrew? Yeah. Te sarve kalpitaha eva. For anyone, it should sound like their own mother tongue. Okay. Sarve kalpitaha eva. All the dvaya kalaha, chitta kalaha, all of them projected only. Projected means perceived, experienced. Objects of knowledge. Therefore, mithya. Na anyahetu kaha viseshaha. Na anyahetu kaha viseshaha. Means there is no reason. Okay. Anyahetu kaha viseshaha nasti. Na anyahetu kaha viseshaha. There is no reason which distinguishes them. There is no reason na anihetukha because there's no reason. They're all products only. They're all produced things only. So the time of existence of the objects, the duration of the time of existence should not be taken as a criteria for the objects to be accepted as real or not. That doesn't matter how long they exist. So they're all mithya. There's no other reason which really for them to be different. This is the difference. Difference is in being mithya. Okay, this is the literal meaning of the karika. Okay, let us understand here. The bhasham chitta kalaha. Now what is said in English? In Sanskritam it is said. Shankar Bhupada explains. Chitta kalaha means, chitta kalaha hi, ye antahatu chitta parichedyaha. Those objects which are experienced in the mind, in the dream state, and which are conditioned, limited by the thoughts, the mind itself. They're limited by the mind means what? The time of existence of the objects is limited by the time of perception. This is the meaning. Next. Can you go ahead? Okay. Na anyaha. Chitta kala vyatirekena parichedakaha kalaha yesham te chitta kala. Again he explains, what is chitta kalaha? Na anyaha chitta kala vyatirekena parichedakaha kalaha yesham te chitta kalaha. Which means, the dream, all you explained is, dream objects whose time of existence is limited by the dream objects, the time of existence is not limited by anything else other than the time of perception. This is the explanation for the chitta kalaha. So just simple to say chitta kalaha dream objects is enough. But we have to specifically say explaining. Then he goes next word. Again he says, kalpana kale eva upalabhyante. What does it mean, chitta kalaha? Again we want to ask, Sankaracharya explains, kalpana kale eva upalabhyante. They are available for enjoyment experience only at the time of imagination. Only when they are being perceived, they are available. The no more perception means they are available anymore. This is the meaning. Okay. Dvayakalaha. Now we move to next word. What are dvayakalaha? Should I stop here? Let me tell you one sentence up. Dvayakalaha cha bedakalaha anyonya parichedyaha. Anyonya parichedyaha. Dvayakalaha anyonya parichedyaha. So dvayakalaha are objects experienced at two points of time and which are conditioned mutually by the objects, which themselves. This has to be explained. An object being conditioned by another object. An object being conditioned by another object. See, Shankar Bhupada's karika is not very clear. That is why I already said, we have to understand Dvayakalaha to be the objects available for experience at two points of time. Which means objects have much, much, much longer existence. The time of existence much, much longer. So, that is why I told you already to remember these two words. Pratyaksha kalaha, pratyabhijna kalaha. Objects experience the waking state are available for perception at the time of perception. They continue to exist even when they are not perceived by the, when they are not seen, perceived by the perceiver. I see and go away, still object continues to exist. I see this tree, I walk away. I don't see this tree anymore, but still tree continues to exist. It's called Dvayakala. Okay? Dvayakala means, then I come back again, I recognize and say, oh, this tree was yesterday, I see this tree again. Which means, the objects which are available at two points of time, at the time of perception, or the time of recognition. They are Dvayakalaha. And these objects how? Conditioned mutually. These objects are conditioned by objects mutually. How objects condition mutually, that needs to be explained. The 14th Karika having this Grimla words. So let me redo it completely from the beginning on Sunday day after. Anyway, Gaudapada Acharya, he refuted it. We don't need to worry. Already duality has been refuted. So only further clarification. This is how Bhasham study sharpens, make us think. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.